Greetings in Jesus' name, Brother John Loniker sharing with you today. This week I have been sharing with you about the one faith that is pleasing unto God. Faith in Christ for our justification or forgiveness of sins, for our righteousness, for our sanctification, faith in Christ that produces good works, and faith in Christ for life after death. And today, I would like to sum it all up or add it all together with these verses here in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. Actually, it's one verse. It says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Again, it says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." And a couple more verses in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. "But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end." Jump down to verse 12. It says, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, and whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief." The children of Israel, they had confidence to put the blood around their doorposts. They had confidence to kill the Passover lamb and have it ready to eat when the death angel flew over. They had confidence to begin their journey. They had confidence to go through the Red Sea. But after they were in the wilderness a while, they cast off their confidence, and they never got their reward, the promised land. Notice it says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." And so they cast away their confidence and never got their reward, the promised land. And our theme verse for the week, Hebrews 11, 6, also has the word rewarder in it. It says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So don't cast off your confidence in Christ Jesus for your justification, for your righteousness, and for your sanctification and good works and life after death, because there is a reward awaiting you. Revelations 22:12, "And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." Paul writes to the Apostle Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, 18 to 20, says this, exhortation to Timothy, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some, having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander." Now we all know that if we are out in the sea in a ship, and the ship wrecks, that it is very serious matter that our ship has wrecked. And so Paul is looking at two individuals, Hymenaeus and Alexander, who have cast off their confidence. He says, "With some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck. We know that we would be in much danger if our ship would wreck out in the sea. And Paul is using this for an illustration that those who once have faith and who have confidence, and when they put it away, when they don't have confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so our confidence in the Lord, our faith, in the end, there's a reward awaiting us. Colossians 2:8 says, let no man beguile you of your reward. 2 John verse 8 says, look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. 1 John 2:28, and now little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. Notice the two words, ashamed and confidence, in this verse. These two words are opposite of each other, ashamed and confidence. The Lord wants us to have confidence when he appears and not be ashamed. We find in the book of Revelation a group of people who are ashamed when the Lord returns. These are people who the world looks on as people who are not ashamed but bold and confident. But look what they are doing when Christ returns. We're going to just read that account in Revelation chapter 6, verses 14 through 17. And when the heaven departed as a scroll, when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? They have no confidence when Christ returns, but they are ashamed because their life condemns them. Their sin condemns them. And so our theme verse for today says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Colossians 3:12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. You know, it's the faith of Jesus Christ that gives us boldness on that day. It's the faith of Jesus Christ in us and who we are in Christ that gives us confidence on that day. And so Hebrews, again, it says, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. And I get excited about this next verse. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. So I just want to leave these thoughts with you. Cast not away your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Thank you for listening today, and God bless you.